A dozen state attorneys general just sued to block the biggest media merger in history because the federal government won't. And in New York, a federal strike team is threatening to cut unemployment benefits for millions without showing their work. Let's start with that media merger, because it tells you everything about who's enforcing the rules right now. On July 13th, a bipartisan coalition of 12 state attorneys general filed a federal antitrust lawsuit to block Paramount's $110 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. The states say the deal would let a handful of companies control what you watch and how much you pay for it, and that workers would lose bargaining power in the process. The Trump-aligned Department of Justice has, so far, declined to challenge the merger. The states are stepping in to fill a deliberate void, a void consistent with the Project 2025 playbook of hollowed-out federal enforcement. Meanwhile, the Labor Department sent a federal strike team to New York on the same day, claiming unemployment fraud costs taxpayers nearly $2 million a day. But the move fits a pattern. Back in June, Acting Labor Secretary Keith Sonderling threatened, for the first time in history, to withhold states' administrative funding over fraud allegations without requiring the states to release public, disaggregated data to back up the claims. New York, already $11 billion in federal unemployment debt, could lose access to the IT systems that also run food stamps and cash assistance, hurting the very people who need those benefits. The Guardian reported last month that the department is making claims about fraud without supporting evidence. This looks less like oversight and more like a pretext to cut benefits. Across the country, a New Mexico Attorney General's report laid bare a two-tiered crisis in school discipline. In Gallup-McKinley County, Native American students lose 8 to 10 times as many instructional days to out-of-school suspensions as white students for the same kinds of infractions. Hispanic students lose 3 to 4 times as many. This is a structural violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, but the Trump administration's Education Department has gutted enforcement, rescinded guidance, withdrawn investigations. The federal office meant to protect students of color has largely walked away. Then there's the Strait of Hormuz. News reports say the administration is floating a 20% toll on commercial ships passing through that narrow waterway, a de facto tax on oil and gas that could raise gas prices by up to a quarter a gallon and cost households another $200 to $400 a year. It's not official yet, no executive order, but the risk of retaliation from Iran and other Gulf states is real, and the burden would fall hardest on lower-income families. On Capitol Hill, Senator Mitch McConnell's prolonged health secrecy after a fall and his delayed disclosure of pneumonia has exposed a Senate rulebook gap. There is no rule requiring members to disclose conditions affecting their ability to vote or lead. 4.5 million Kentuckians have no formal way to assess their senator's fitness. The Project 2025 agenda, which prizes party loyalty over institutional norms, makes reform unlikely without public pressure. Finally, a couple of clarifications. The research bundle for this date found no evidence of a Ukrainian drone attack killing civilians in Russia. What the sources actually show are Russian strikes on Ukraine and a Fox News opinion piece on a Texas Senate candidate's Second Amendment argument. That's political commentary, not federal policy. It doesn't belong in a briefing about what the administration is doing. This isn't just a collection of today's headlines. We read Project 2025 itself, piece by piece, 147 actions logged and reframed so far, part of a constant watch on 1,160 distinct moves we've tracked. We document. We do not reverse anything. But we do see the blueprint. Over the next week, look for the state AG's lawsuit to face an early test. The court will decide whether to grant a preliminary injunction blocking the Paramount-WBD merger. And the Labor Department strike team will begin its work in New York. Expect more pressure on states that resist. No action required of you. Just know the calendar. That's Monday, July 13th, a day when the states pushed back and the administration kept pushing. Gus Callaway for Project Daylight. Keep your feet under you. We'll be here tomorrow.